Today, I want to give you a Bible story, one I read in Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. It concerns Jesus, a woman, and a Pharisee. This episode is given only by Luke. It is similar to the account of Jesus eating in the house of Simon the leper, which was in Bethany. The differences are too great to allow these being the same incident. The two women were different, the one in Bethany not having the shadow of shame upon her. The present one here in Luke was early on in the ministry of our Lord. The one in Bethany was later on in his ministry. The locations are different, the present one here in Luke being in Galilee, while the one in Bethany was in Judea. In verse 36, the Bible says that one of the Pharisees desired that he would eat with him. Though many of the Pharisees were growing more bitter towards Jesus, open hostility had not yet broken out. It was not surprising that a Pharisee should invite him to dinner. Meanwhile, there was a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Such an expression in the New Testament terminology usually means that she was a prostitute. The word sinner had far more stigma attached to it in the New Testament times than it does today. Modern uses of the word sinner tends to remove most of the sense of shame and wrong and rebellion which the word sinner rightly denotes. In verses 37, the Bible says, "Behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment." The Pharisees invited Jesus to his house because he was curious as to whether he was really a prophet or teacher. The Pharisee had heard of the claim given our Lord by the people and was anxious to determine for himself whether he was really a prophet or a teacher. But curiously enough, there was someone else in the vicinity who was also anxious to meet Jesus, but her interest was higher. She had a burden on her conscience and wanted to see him as a savior from her guilt. Great as was her shame, she did not permit it to hold her back, even in the face of those who might judge and condemn her. Our Lord finds himself between one who is curious about him as a teacher and another who was repenting before him as Savior. Our Lord's arrival brought little enthusiasm in the welcome of Simon, who oddly omitted the usual courtesy and attention paid to a guest. In those days, the visitor was always greeted with a kiss on the cheek by the master of the house with the invocation, "The Lord be with you." Then the guest was shown a place to sit, where a servant would bring water to wash his feet. Next, the host, or at least one of the servants, anointed the head and beard of the visitor with frequent oils. In the case of our Lord, there was no water for his feet, no kiss of welcome to his cheek, no perfume for his hair, nothing but a gesture indicating a place to sit. Verse 38 tells us that the woman stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. The woman had certainly seen and heard him before this day, and was certain that somehow he might give her new hope, as he had given many, many others before her. There was love in her boldness, repentance in her tears, and sacrifice and surrender of self in her ointment. I'm not going to be able to finish this lesson today. Tune in tomorrow. If these lessons have been a blessing and an inspiration to you, let me know at BibleStrong316@gmail.com.